The headline is this: 41% of businesses on Yelp have permanently closed as V-shaped recovery implodes. Now, what I want to know is, when are the real men? Look, the time for defense is over. It's time to go on offense. It's time to tell Greg Abbott and Emperor John Bel Edwards the worst, and the legislatures and all of these states, get off your butt, do your job. We are no longer going to obey. If the sodomite homosexuals in Chicago don't have to obey, why do I? If they don't have to practice social distancing and can have this march yesterday, this rally yesterday, where 10,000 of them gathered in the streets, why can't my hot dog shop open? When are men and women, good men and women, remember, I've been telling you since March that the corona hoax is an assault on the middle class entrepreneur. That's who they're after. If they can get rid of us, then they can impose top-down whatever socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it. That's the goal. As a matter of fact, before I get into more details, play David Marcus's clip from Friday night's, this is Digital Media File number 2, from Friday night, because it goes right in here with this Yelp story. Friday night's, I guess it was Tucker Carlson's show, but Brian Kilmeade, forget that it was Kilmeade that asked the question. Kilmeade filling in for Tucker, and the great David Marcus, who is one of my favorite writers over there at thefederalist.com. The only website that is not sold out. The only one. Here's Marcus. Listen.
For that, and he's supposed to be a guy, according to the man who designed it, depicting a muscular man, fist clenched, in part breaking his own chains under the guiding arm of Abraham Lincoln. For some reason, people were offended by that, not in 1876, but in 2020. What do you expect to happen tonight?
I think that the statue is going to be fine because, thankfully, both the Trump administration and law enforcement are now doing their job, as they should have been doing for the last several weeks as these statues fell. But listen, this is very important. This is not new in history. We saw this in Russia. We saw this in China. We saw this in Venezuela. First, they topple the statues. Then they start killing people. And then they take your rights away. And the people who will tell you that that's an exaggeration are the very same people who 3 years ago told us nobody would ever go after Thomas Jefferson or George Washington. They mocked President Trump for even suggesting it. And today, you and I are having a serious conversation about the potential removal of a statue of Abraham Lincoln. It's insane, Brian.
It is insane. But David, just a gentle pushback, brother. It's not insane. This is to be expected. This is what they call the new normal. Insanity is now normal. I'm going to ask this question again and again and again and again. Why should the guy or the gal that runs the hot dog store, the hot dog shop that serves hamburgers, hot dogs, and french fries, not be allowed to open for business because of COVID-19 restrictions and safety precautions? And yet hundreds upon hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of wild-eyed lunatics can take to the streets with police protection and political cover provided for them and can protest for their rights. The hell is, what about the right of the business owner to save his life savings? Look, I'm doing all I can here to save mine and Mrs. O'Connell's life savings by being on air every day, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and providing radio free America here to people that wouldn't even know it existed because of all the shadow banning that we suffer, the yoke of the shadow banning that we suffer under here on the Crusade Channel. Look, we're happy to suffer. We bear it with great joy. I'm not angry about it. Someday it'll break through. but I can sympathize with these men and these women who are watching their livelihood just go up in flames. And then you have the ridiculous specter of the Vice President of the United States doing a press conference with the limp-wristed, sally-eyed loser of a governor of Texas, both of them indoors, both of them not in a crowd, by themselves, wearing masks. This is communication from the vice president and the governor to you. Hey, dummy, you're going to die if you don't put the mask on. Folks, there is no medical evidence whatsoever to suggest. Now, look, all of the studies that we cite wearing an N95-style surgical mask, one that fits around the bridge of your nose. We're not talking about the ones that fall off your chin, the ones that are sewn out of Boston Red Sox pennant fabric so it looks cool in Boston or whatever. This is a hoax. This is a psyop. This is a, if I can get you to do that, can I get you to kill your neighbor?
We had lunch yesterday with a very young nurse, and she laughed, and she was laughing about all these people outside of a hospital setting or that don't have a compromised immune system wearing masks.
Yeah, if you don't want to get, and by the by, again, I don't have time to play the clip again, although maybe I should. Dr. Zach Bush, watch that video and understand what it is that's going on with this corona hoax. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. We are loaded up for weak tea sucking commie here today as we count the days down to the first continental Crusader Congress on Friday. Are you a real man? You need to be here on Friday. Minister Church, please, it's a company holiday. All the more reason you ought to be here. Sir. Now back to the Yelp story. Listen to this. As of June 15th, there were nearly 140,000 total businesses closed on Yelp since March the 1st. In April, we reported more than 175,000 business closures, indicating that more than 20% of businesses closed in April, only 20% have reopened. Las Vegas, Nevada endured the highest number of closures relative to the number of businesses in the city, 1,921 closures, while Los Angeles, California had the largest total number of closures, 11,774. Yelp makes a shocking claim. Quote, of all business closures on Yelp since March the 1st, 41% are permanent closures. Permanent. Our data shows the largest spikes of permanent closures occurred in March, followed by May and June, indicating that the businesses that were already struggling had to permanently close right away, and the businesses that were trying to hold on but unable to weather the COVID-19 storm were forced to shutter in recent months. All of those responsible for this should all face prison time. But in short, they were doing what they thought was best. No, they weren't. Liars. There is simply no way you can convince me or any sentient, rational human being that if that medical data is out there and an idiot like me can find it, I just stumbled across it. If I can find it, why can't they? They're paid to find it. Note that anyone that's in the employ of government, that's in medicine, is a fraud. All of them. Every once in a while, you know, even a broken analog clock is right twice a day, right? Every once in a while, they get one right because they just happen to be in the right place at the right time. Going, oh, yeah, I guess I was right. There's more details on this. It's a total horror show. I don't want to just get into all of the bad news because there's just... That story's on Zero Hedge. 41% of businesses on Yelp have permanently closed. Who pays for that? It's almost half, by the by. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. Radio Free America is what you are currently listening to. So Saturday in St. Louis, Missouri, there was a peaceful rosary prayer rally. A couple of priests came out and helped lead the saying of rosary prayers for the beautiful statue of St. King Louis IX to be defended and to resist the lunatics, the mob's efforts to have the statue torn down because they don't understand why it's there. And he's a racist and he was an anti-Semite and all these other ridiculous charges that are hurled against him. So on Friday, Robert Morgan called the program and said that he had been praying at the statue site since Wednesday. And I'm to understand that after Saturday's rally, and we'll get a little insight on that, that the prayers continued yesterday and on into this morning.